exciting day. I just woke up today. I was just happy not to be freezing when I walked out the door. And then Jeff has to poo-poo every time I talk about the weather. So, all right, Jeff, let's talk about the
Could have done that correspondence course at Mississippi State and become a meteorologist through the mail.
Why? So I could make up what I think the forecast is going to be and never be held responsible for it? Best gig ever. Seriously. Best gig ever. Just saying. All right, so Senior Bowl, they've gathered. They're in Mobile.
Yeah.
We're sitting around. We're waiting, right? We're kind of waiting to hear reports that are coming out. We're waiting to hear, you know, ooh, maybe the Browns will do this. Maybe the Browns will do that. Maybe the Browns will do this. One of the headlines, and we'll talk a little bit more in depth about it, was just the whole thought of, you know, Myles Garrett and, you know, his future with the Browns. I know a lot of fans were trying to figure that out. Andrew Berry, as we talked about in the Jumpstart, kind of said, hey, we want him here for a long time. And we all do, right?
Sure.
And you're not going to trade him for two number ones if somebody walks up to you at dinner. So.
No.
All of those things. And then, you know, you're looking at the quarterbacks. And, Jeff, is that something you're keeping your eye out for when we talk to, especially Andrew Siciliano, who's at the Senior Bowl? Is it all about the quarterbacks for the Browns? Is that where we're at that point?
I'm sorry, do they have one?
No, they don't.
Well, then, by God, yes, I am.
This is all we're waiting for. All we're waiting for.
Yeah, we've been waiting since, you know, since Bernie got let go.
It's a good point.
Although Vinny had a few moments. Wonder what he's doing.
So.
I went to Vinny's house one time. Nice guy.
Did he offer you any snacks or did he offer you a drink? Or?
Yes.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
What did he offer you?
Snacks and drinks.
Come on. He did not. What was the deal? How did you end up at his house in the first place?
Move along.
No. Okay. You can't leave us hanging on a story
like that.
Oh, no. You
opened the door on this one. You got to pay it off.
I was at, that, and how was that not a ding? You know, I was at Vinny's house the other day.
You're not listening. You got the ding.
I didn't hear it. It wasn't a good ding.
You're not hearing things today.
I must not be. I don't know. I'm telling you.
The heck?
I'm sweating out of the top of my head.
You have some brisket last night? Is that the problem?
No. Barbecue gives me heartburn now. I can't.
And affects your hearing.
I am deteriorating right before your eyes.
What happened at Vinny Testaverde's house?
Yeah, how did you end up at Vinny's house?
After the Browns cut Bernie and Vinny became the starter, we went down and did an off-season story with Vinny.
And did you call over there or just show up at his house?
We set it up. Vinny couldn't have been more cordial. He's a really nice guy.
So you called his agent and his agent said, yeah, just go to his house. How does this work? Oh, the Browns let you go to his house.
Browns set it up for us.
Wow, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I respect that.
Flew to Florida and spent time hanging out with Vinny and his family. Very, very nice guy. Very nice guy.
Did you play catch in the front yard with him or something?
Yeah, we went out and threw a football around.
Did you? Sure. What do you have to say about your technique?
He loved my catching. That part's not true, but truly is a very nice guy.
Did he offer, how much time did you spend with him at his house?
5 hours, 4 hours.
And did you bring waters? Did they offer anything?
Move on.
I'm just curious. What was the meal like?
Move on.
Was there a meal? Did anyone cater in anything?
Meal. Isn't meal an interesting word? Move on.
You're telling me to move on. Now you want to dissect the word. All right. So.
See, Lane.
Jalen.
Seinfeld. Meal.
Yes.
I didn't get my meal.
Jalen Milroe yesterday was talking to the media. And he hit the podium. And like so Browns fans are trying to figure out, okay, well, Tommy Rees is now the offensive coordinator.
Oh.
And he was once Jalen's coach, right?
There's one dot. Here's another.
Yes. Yeah, so
did you just draw a line?
Let's connect. Here's what he said about him.
First year starter last season of 2023, and he was the first OC of that season that I had as being a first year starter. And for me, the amount of knowledge that I learned from him, number one, with him playing the position, number two, with him coaching, I've gained so much knowledge, respect. And the best thing about it is that we worked together through that process, and it was so fun. Just from the start of the season to the end of the season, the growth and everything that comes about it, that was all the work in the dark that we were able to achieve, able to see as a group, you know, when we were working together. I have so much respect for Coach Rees, so much respect to him as a person as well, just to be able to build a relationship with my time in college. Although it was a short period of time, you know, I learned so much. And so I appreciate him because, you know, as a first-year starter, being able to learn each and every game week, under him, it was amazing. So I definitely appreciated the grind and all that was put in that season.
Wow. Okay, so he did have some things to say about his future offensive coordinator if he ends up here, right?
All right, so you're drafting him at 2. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Does that give you any ink? Is that is
at 2?
Is that Jalen Milroe politicking to be picked number 2 overall, or is that just a guy just spilling his heart out about a guy that really helped him when he first, you know, was trying to get to the next level of college football?
If I had to guess one or the other, that sounded nothing but completely sincere on the part of Jalen Milroe talking about a guy who really, who he really appreciates.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, I think he was
that
just
sounded completely sincere.
I like it when college guys speak at this point in their career because there's actually some truth to some of these things when they're coming out of college and they're in that.
You mean the sports information director is not standing over his shoulder saying no?
Right. The only person he really has to worry about answering to at that point is his agent, whose agent's saying, "Well, let's not close any doors." Really, right. That's all an agent needs to do at that point is let's not say anything bad about any team in the NFL who could be your future employer. All of them. I don't care if you don't want to play somewhere. When you have the opportunity to be a number 2 pick or a top 5 pick or a first round pick. You better leave all your options open. I'm not buying that, though. I think he went up there and somebody said to him, "Hey, what do you think about Tommy Rees?" And he's like, "This is exactly how I feel about him." So I'm down with the answer that he gave yesterday. The question is does that mean anything if you're Andrew Berry? Does that mean anything if you're the Browns that he has this great relationship with him?
It means something if the Titans take the quarterback you really want at 1, the Giants make you an offer for the 2nd pick, and you accumulate draft choices, and you drop down, and you have the 20th pick in the draft, and you end up taking them late.
Where is Milroe going to fall? That's my question.
I don't know. Andy, I think it's too early to decide that, to even speculate on that stuff to a great extent. You know, it only takes 1 of 32 teams to think that this is the guy. So he could end up the 3rd pick in the draft. He could end up in Pittsburgh. He could end up just about anywhere if somebody likes him. I mean, it's truly that simple. You know, and I don't mean to oversimplify it. It only takes 1 team to think that this guy can really play. You know, we talked about him in Let's Find Us a Quarterback already.
Right.
His throwing was erratic, and his running was spectacular. Well, what's one of the big things quarterbacks are doing in the NFL right now? Running. He was spectacular running the football.
Was he Forrest Gump? Was he running? That's exactly what you just sounded like.
Good. The way I wanted to.
I was running. What kind of quarterback do you have? One that is running? It is interesting.
He's not going to shave.
I'm looking at, you know, just a couple of the mock drafts out there, right? And so, I'll just give you the CBS take on this. Jalen Milroe, number 3 to the Giants.
Yeah.
All right? Now, you look at Ryan.
And see, there's no way that he's the 3rd best player in the draft.
And that's quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. They're saying that the Raiders are going to trade up to get Chris Trapasso thinks the Raiders trade up for number 1. From Tennessee, they take Sanders at 1.
Shadour.
Yeah, and then Cam Ward goes to the Browns. Yep. Yeah, but I don't understand how this quarterback run's going to go in the draft because
it's going to end right there.
After 2 or after 3?
I think after 2. And if the Browns don't like, if the Browns truly don't like one of those quarterbacks, Andy, somebody's going to trade up for 2 and take 1.
So here's where I find it. So again, you got 2 guys from CBS that have mock drafts right next to each other. Trapasso says Jalen Milroe at 3. Ryan Wilson, whose column's right next to him, doesn't even have him going in the 1st round.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at it.
Mel Kiper didn't have Milroe going in the 1st round.
He's not the only one in CBS. As I, you know, kind of go through some. Mike Renner at CBS doesn't have him going in the 1st round.
It only takes 1. And guess what? If you think you're getting your franchise quarterback, doesn't matter where you're taking him. You end up with a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, it's interesting that there's 4 guys here for CBS, and I think CBS does a really nice job of just kind of giving you some kind of a, like, you would think that they'd be on the same page for some things, like Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, like those are the top five names in pretty much everybody's, right? Milroe's right there too, on one of them. But like one guy, Trapasso, thinks Milroe's going out of their four, thinks he's going in the top five. I don't know what, and I think to me, not that there's like this great validity to someone, you know, coming up with what they believe is going to be the draft moving forward, but it's just like, it just kind of shows that there's just complete indecision on what people believe these players are going to be. My fear, again, is that there's this giant run on quarterbacks, not because they're
it
the third.
It can't be a giant run.
Well, four. You maybe could go three, four.
Two or three.
Three yeah. or four.
Jackson Dart, baby.
Well, he'd be the fourth is what it seems like now. But all of that is coming from hype.
Pro Football Focus has him ranked 13th in this draft.
13th best player or 13th
quarterback.
Quarterback.
I mean, come on, man. This is all over the place. And guess what? Some people are going to be absolutely right and ahead of the curve, and others are going to look like morons. It's going to be great.
I don't know.
As long as our team's not one of the morons.
So I use these mock drafts as a guide, right? And I kind of come up with a consensus when I look at some of them. And I look at Mel Kiper, and I'm like, okay, well, we kind of trust him because we've watched him for years. But I don't know.
How many guys has he drafted, by the way?
Let me check. I don't have any.
Okay.
Do you?
I think Mel Kiper's made a ton of money. He does a great job. He's really smart. He knows his stuff.
He knows his business, yeah.
I always thought if a guy was that good, somebody would have hired him and paid him way too much money. And that's nothing
against
him.
What's he making at ESPN?
I don't know. He's got to be making a boatload. He does a great job. But I always wondered, surprised somebody hasn't hired him.
So we look at it, and I'm still trying to figure out, I need someone to convince me that one of these quarterbacks is a game changer, can be here for 5 years, 5 to 7 years as a quarterback of the Browns and lead them to the playoffs and let us kind of breathe that air that we could say maybe they have a chance. I'm not even asking for a full-fledged gimme. I'm just saying maybe you have a chance to make it to the Super Bowl with this guy. Maybe this guy is the franchise changer. He's the guy that's going to lead you to the promised land. He's the guy that's going to knock on the door to get you the Super Bowl. He may not kick it in, but at least he'll get you farther down the road that you've ever been before. And and the reason I think I'm so adamant about it is because I wanted to walk into this thing going, that guy is a quarterback who's going to succeed in the NFL. I don't have that feeling on anybody. And it's not succeed in the NFL as far as maybe being a backup or someone who could be a strong player. It's someone who is going to be a standout in the NFL and is going to be able to you know, lead a team to the playoffs. So
you're being closed-minded, Andy Baskin.
I'm absolutely being closed-minded on this because I think it's easier to predict an edge rusher or a linebacker or even a running. I think it's just you can visually see it much clearer with some of this class than with a quarterback.
You're just being closed-minded. Jamarcus Russell was a no-brainer.
There you go. Thank you. If you had no brain, right?
Come on, man. Zach Wilson couldn't miss. Oh, wait a minute.
Although he's available, you could bring him in. Coach him up.
It's on the coach. Your thoughts? We'll talk about him here over the next couple hours. 216-474-0092.
Throw something at me, Dan.
Bucky Brooks. New mock draft.
Oh.
NFL.com.
Has?
Abdul Carter.
Ah.
Such a Bucky fan. Such a fan of that.
That's
man.
What you want, Andy.
That is what we want. And watch a year from now, they'll be like, you're an idiot, Baskin. Why did you want him? Because I didn't feel good about the quarterbacks. Andrew Siciliano next right here, Baskin NFL's